Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
Okay, because of all the wicked things that David did, look at the curse. God put this curse on this house himself. Did he not?
Yes.
So, you know, thank God that we have Jesus today. But back in here, they didn't have that. He said, the sword shall never leave or depart from your house. Why? Because if he just got through telling us of all the sinful things that King David had done. I mean, how he killed Uriah the Hittite and all this stuff and had sex with his wife and he wasn't married to her. And all kinds of stuff. Men, you know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And men wonder why they're sick and afflicted, and they never read this believing it means what it says. Verse 11.
Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear God himself say, because you've done these things, I will raise up evil in your house? Did you read that? So, do you want evil in your house?
No.
Do you want everybody, including your kids, sick all the time?
No.
I would hope not, so you better change the way you do business. It doesn't have to be this way. But I will raise up evil against you out of your own house.
And I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor.
Wait a minute. Were these women guilty of anything?
No.
Did they commit any kind of sin?
No.
But here they are, they're going to be raped because of what King David did. These women are going to be raped on the parking lot when they go to the grocery store because their husband's out running around when he's out of town. Isn't that sad? Wow. Read on, honey, read
on. And he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst secretly... But I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun.
Verse 13.
And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die.
Okay, now who put away his sin?
The Lord.
The Lord did. So he's the one that's going to be merciful. Next verse.
Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die.
Wow, read the next verse.
And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick.
And then next verse.
David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth.
Next verse.
And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them.
Does that sound like he's trying to repent?
And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. But how will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead?
Okay, that's good enough. Does it pay good dividends to sin?
No.
Just look. Not only, if you read this little story in 2 Samuel 12, if you just read that story, you look and see how when God spoke the curse over David's house, it was going to affect his children. It was going to affect his wives. It was going to affect everything in the kingdom, all because of one man's sin of adultery. If we understood the principles of the kingdom, we'd have a lot more men that wouldn't be out running around, and women too, far as that goes. We would have a lot more men and women that once they become children of God, if they read these stories and believe that God would still do these things, I think they would change the way they do business. Don't you? But you know why we have so many people come to healing schools? is because we got sinners. We got sinners. People will not walk in obedience to God's word. You need to learn to walk holy. But, you know, praise God for a Jesus, just like that couple. You have no idea how that impacts me. And I can't say for sure, but I feel it's the same for her. When we get to read and have these things, and the people come here, and they write back in 2 or 3 months later and say that when you and Cheryl told us that it was our sin that caused our problem, and we repented, and y'all laid hands on our babies and prayed for them, and that day, neither of the children has had a sick day since that day.
But they didn't tell us for 3 years.
Yeah, they didn't tell us, but it was 3 years later when they finally called us back. Just this last week, week before last, when they finally called us. But praise God, I'm glad they called me. Because I didn't know that. But now then, I do know that. So, but all these children that we've seen God heal, who made those children sick in the first place?
The Lord.
The Lord. And that just blows people away when they say, Thurman, I don't believe God's doing this. What do I need to read to you to prove to you that what he is, maybe I see something you don't. Did you see the same things I saw in these scriptures? Did it say God's the one doing this? And does it say God's the one that makes them well? Yes. So what do we got to do? Get rid of our sin. We get rid of our sin and we pray just thank for that couple to come up here and they got rid of their sin. We prayed for them and both the children that day, with both of them, were healed. Is that an awesome God? A merciful God. But you know that'll, you know what it did to that couple? She said in a little email she wrote back to us, it has put my husband and me in a place of love to walk with each other that's better than we've ever known in our life. Said our love walk between our marriage is out of this world.
She said the more they sought God, the more their love, stronger their love walk was.
Yeah. And so why did God tell us to love each other and love him? So our marriages could be great, right? Just think, if we'd only do it God's way. Walk in love. No bitterness, no unforgiveness. Forgive. And just think, you know, when you stop and look at a scripture, it says, how many times, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my wife when she sins against me? Twice? Seven times? 490 times. Lord, you out of your mind?
A day.
But David's story proves that God forgave him for repenting for a sin of murder.
Yeah.
And taking the other man's wife, but he still punished him by killing his baby.
Isn't that something? Sir, that's really something, isn't it, AA?
That's a lot.
That's, you know, thank God for these stories.
Yeah.
That we learn what's right and wrong. Because, you know, if we didn't know and we had no idea and we go by the regular church teachings at church, that's why we have so many men that call themselves Christians that's running around sleeping with people that they're not married to. That's why we got men out there. I mean, I deal with them all the time. Red and yellow, black and white. It makes no difference what color they are or nothing. I have men I deal with on a regular basis that's sleeping with other women, that's sleeping around, bringing kids into the world, and then they don't want to marry the woman, and they have no idea what they're doing. But I try my best to deal with them and show them and tell them these things, and then they wonder why the kid's sick. Then they wonder why they're sick. Do what, Tina? Yeah. You see, if we only knew and only believed these promises, that we could repent of these sins, just like that day that couple was up here. And Cheryl and I prayed for that couple, and both their children were healed. You have no idea how many children she and I have done that for. Many of them. Many. Aren't we glad we got a Jesus? Aren't we glad that we can get back into that grace? But when we get back into that grace, where does God want you to stay? Under grace. He didn't want you to get out there in the world, does he? He wants you to stay in grace, walk in love, depend on him, walk holy in his presence. Don't be out sleeping around with men that you're not married to or women. I mean, it just blows me away of what God, in fact, when I go over to the New Covenant, when I go to the book of Hebrews, it says every act of sexual immorality will be judged. That's under the new covenant. If he says every act of sexual immorality is judged, if you're out sleeping around with somebody you ain't supposed to, just like the other day, I told a story about fantasizing. Don't even fantasize. That's a thought. What's that God say about capture the thought?
Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Yeah, isn't that something? Capture every thought. So if you are a man or a woman, in fact, I had a woman, the other day that told me that, you know, she had a problem with lust. And she didn't know what to do. She said, I never heard that this was sin until I heard you talk about it. But she said, I'm not going to do that no more. Now, see, I don't care if you're male or female. Do you have desires for sex? Most do. That's why God made us a man and a woman. So most men, usually men are more prone to sexual activity than women are, but that's not always the case. That's not always the case. But the thing about it is, if you go into a time of thinking that anything that might be sin, if you know there's a consequence of that sin, what should you do with that thought?
Capture
that thought. Throw that sucker away. You don't want to meditate on something that's sin because it'll bring sickness and disease to your body. Guarantee it. Isn't that something? Forgive. Forgive everybody from your heart. Everybody, including yourself. Right? Forgive. Yeah, but hey, that question you asked me?
Tina has a question.
Well, okay.
Okay. I had one situation where you taught us that when you have three children that are okay and then one child that's not okay, that you... So what happened between here and there?
Yeah.
So that's one
way. Usually that's the case if you got a later child or one child, you know, that... You got to find the problem that happened before that child got sick.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.